And welcome back, Rick Kogan. The show's After Hours. And I must tell you, when I posted the people who were going to be on the show today, I got so many nice emails from people I know in the entertainment business in Chicago. Some of which said, oh man, Joan is the greatest. Timeless Gifts is the greatest. Joan Colasso is an accomplished singer. She is also the founder of an organization called Timeless Gifts, which is it takes the place of what public schools used to do, because public schools used to teach music and they used to teach art and they used to take kids and give them the joy of music.
Yes, absolutely.
Joan, are you from Chicago?
I am born and raised Chicago.
Whereabouts?
I'm born on the west side of Chicago, moved to the south side, to the South Shore area, Highland Park area, around the age of 10, 11, and then to Hyde Park around the age of 18, 19, and now I live in Bronzeville as an adult.
How did you come to music? How did music come to you?
Well, music came to me because, of course, I was raised in the church. But beyond that, my mother and father met in college at Virginia Union University, singing in the touring choir. That's how they met. So it's just deeply rooted in me.
So it's a genetic thing.
It's my legacy, yeah, the legacy of our family. That's how they met, singing in this Virginia Union touring choir. And
Music was part of your life from the time you were born then.
Yes.
Well, actually, before you were born.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And then, of course, you know, in church, I always sang in all of the choirs, and also in school and college, always.
Did you get the chance going to school in Chicago to express your musical passion?
All the time. Absolutely. I mean, I am all the way from the Chicago Children's Choir when I was in the eighth grade, studying under Lena McLean at Kenwood High School, I forgot Dr. Sugg's name, but he was Chicago too. When I went to Illinois State University,
But sometime after you started your professional career, you started to realize, I think, the reason for starting and founding Timeless Gifts is that kids.
Yeah, at the time.
Of the next generation, we're not having the advantages that you were able to have.
Sometimes you just have to turn around and give back. At the time that we started, which was in 2011, that was around the time when they were taking the arts out of the schools.
Yeah.
You know, and they had supposedly good reasons for doing it, but nevertheless, that's what they were doing. And it was also around the time when I started producing shows. And so I produced a show first called A Tribute to Nancy Wilson and Shirley Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people on my team, Ms. Juanita Passmore, decided that, you know, you really should have some young people in your show. It's always great. So I did that, but it was her suggestion.
How did you find the young people who you put in that first show? Was it easy? I got to think it's...
They were just... they were... people that I had run across, during the course of
your career,
just life. Yeah,
yeah.
Just they were young people, so we put in a young vibraphonist by the name of Thaddeus Tukes, who is doing extremely well now, and also a violinist, Mira Williams, and she was 14 at the time, and he was 16.
Wow.
And at the end, they were excellent, and at the end, when we introduced them and told the people their ages, the people just went wild. And so we knew that we needed to continue on with working with young people. And then we did a show called Christmas Duets Mentoring Concert, where we paired some of our world-class musicians that we know with different young people from all over the city. We just found them. And that show was amazingly successful. So we said, we'll do this every year. But sometime between 2010 December and 2011 February, it was impressed upon just in my spirit that we had to do more. Just doing a show and giving them that, two or three weeks of interfacing and learning from a professional was not enough.
Well, because one reason would be that you obviously saw the benefit and the joy
yes.
that it gave to these kids,
yes.
as well as, I have to believe, to the adults with whom the kids were interacting, too.
It was amazing. Everyone was on cloud nine when it was over. The kids were so happy. The mentors at the time, they were so happy to be able to pour into these young people and see the result of it. So yes, you are exactly right.
Because many of them, like you, and you're certainly not old, but are of a certain age where they had firsthand experience with being mentored mostly yes. in schools at the time.
Yes.
And they realized what an incredible loss that would be for an entire generation.
Exactly.
That you're dealing with.
Exactly.
You have a very nice young man sitting next to you who is in a coat and tie. I must tell you, Trey Lee, it's been a long time since someone's come in Sunday afternoon. You're part of Timeless Gifts, aren't you?
Yes, for like the past 8 or 9 years.
Wow. How did you first start?
I first started, well, Mama Joan here is also my aunt. So when she started.
So she made you do it.
No, not quite. But when she first started, she kept trying to get me, and it took me a little while because I was doing other things during my summer. But eventually, I was like, well, you know, I love music. I was also taking violin at the time. I was taking piano at the time. So I was like, I'm going to join Timeless Gifts. And then, since then, I've been here wanting to do it every year since.
Wow. Does it take a lot of time? And how do you – you're going to be here all the way till 6:30.
So okay.
We can take it easy and relax, and you can talk more, Trey. You've been on the radio before, obviously,
yes.
right? Yeah. He's so self-possessed. I've had people in here, and I've asked him a question. Yeah, you're a professional, then. You're a professional.
He's a well-spoken young man, as you can see and
yes,
hear.
Yes, I want to hear, and you people out there can see and hear. I will tell you that Timeless Gifts has a four-night special concert taking place tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
And Tuesday, and Monday the 18th. No, that's the can't be. The next weekend also, Monday, July 11th, Tuesday, July 12th, Monday the 18th, and Tuesday the 19th at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, which is an incredible.
Yes, it is.
Incredible.
This is such growth and expansion for Timeless Gifts. I am beyond excited to show.
Trey, have you seen this venue?
I have.
What do you think?
It is.
In a word.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And this is big exposure for you. Where have you played before? Where has Timeless Gifts performed previously? And the other thing I want to talk to you about after the news at the top of the hour is... It must have been a tough last two years. Had the pandemic must have crimped.
Yes,
performances.
Boy, do we have stories. We have stories
well,
about the last 2 years, but we pressed through, and we never stopped. We did. We did it. 2020 was completely virtual.
Whew, that's tough.
It was really something putting performances together virtually. We had hats off to our musical director Larry Hanks for doing it. But I'll tell you all about it.
Yes, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear how you got through the pandemic, but also, Trey, I want to hear from you. How old are you now?
I am 19.
Are you in school?
Yes, I go to Xavier University of Louisiana.
He just completed his first year, so we graduated him last year.
Where'd you graduate? What high school?
Providence St. Mel.
Okay, and do you want a career in music?
Yes, my major is in music.
He already thought he'd had a degree already. We will take a break and come back after the news and talk more with these two fine people, Joan Colasso and Trey Lee of Timeless Gifts. You can go now to timelessgifts.org to get a little more information, but we're going to give you information you can't get on the website. So please stay tuned. For the news, I can tell you again that Timeless, a musical review, will be performed Monday and Tuesday and Monday, July 18th and Tuesday, July 19th at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, which is a great building. It hasn't, because it's, you know, it's sort of opened around the pandemic. It just hasn't had the, you guys will make it famous. That's what I think.
I hope so.
Joan Colasso and my new friend Trey Lee, who's going to be a professional musician in the blink of an eye. Are you guys, in a sentence or two, nervous about, butterflies about this?
I'm ready for it. All the way. We've put it in work, and I think we can get it done. You know, phenomenal people there.
How many of you and youngsters will be performing?
I think it's 26. About 26 of us.
Wow. Wow. We'll talk about the very, very specifics of this. How long's the concert? How many musical pieces?
What? We're going to take you all around. We're going to start with Serafina. We're going into Porgy and Bess. We're going into Ain't Misbehavin', Pearlie. Just a few, one thing here, one thing there. It's a musical narrative piece. So you'll see this beautiful narration and then these wonderful performances in costume.
Well, I love it. You call it timeless, a musical review, and the word review implies a full-blown theatrical musical experience to me. That's what
it
you're
is.
That's what you're after,
isn't it? Definitely is. It definitely is.
Joan, you're not nervous at all about this?
You know,
well, your tray is like, yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
I vacillate.
Okay.
So I am the executive director of Timeless Gifts Youth Performing Arts Program for Youth and Young Adults. And I am also the director and producer of this show. And so that means that I am working my little tushy off. I have lots to do. And so, you know, in moments when I'm quiet and still, I can feel a little bit of nervousness. But for the most part, I'm so busy getting it done.
You sound perfect. We'll be back after the news to further explore Timeless Gifts and these two wonderful, lovely people. Welcome back. I want you to go to Timeless, not right now. I want you to hear us talk, Joan Colasso and Trey Lee of Timeless Gifts. But I do want you to go sometime later to timelessgifts.org. Not only can you get tickets to the upcoming four concerts, the Timeless Gifts A Musical Review, which sounds fantastic, with 26 singers at the Epiphany Arts Center. You'll also get to know more about this organization that Joan Colasso started because you saw a need, Joan.
Yes, yes. Like I was saying, in 2011, it was a big deal that the arts were coming out of the public schools, and then mainly on the south side of Chicago.
A tragic deal, too.
Yes, it was tragic.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it just happened to coincide with some things that I was doing. It was just, you know, it was a perfect match. And so we decided in 2011 that we would give it a go to try to do a summer program to kind of offset this void.
Loss of the opportunity.
Yeah. And so I got some of my friends together and we formed a board and we applied for our 501c3 and we started raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And that first year we were there at the Metropolitan Apostolic Community Church, Dr. Leon D. Finney Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And he let us have our 6-week program there. And at the end of that 6 weeks, where they would come and learn general things about theater and performing, they would also meet individually for an hour a week with different instructors, whatever disciplines they choose. Trey is piano and voice, and I think you're doing acting and tap this year.
I think Trey could do anything, just having met him.
I love Trey because he definitely will try anything. And at the end of that, we had our end of summer concert first week in August, and lo and behold, 300 people came.
Wow.
Yes.
Is this the end? Are you finished with this summer program?
The summer program and the concert, the four-night theater run,
right,
are coinciding right now. So when tomorrow is our opening night,
yep,
and then Tuesday and Wednesday, the program is going on, and we're in our third week of 7 now.
Wow. And how many kids are total kids? Are there 26 some that are in the show?
26 are in the show that auditioned and actually made it into the show because they had to be of a certain level to
be
in this show.
Sure.
In the program itself, we have about upwards of 50, maybe 52 or 3.
And where do you, how do you find these young people?
Well,
is it word of mouth?
A lot of it is word of mouth. We do a lot of social media, like everybody else.
Except I never do. I'm a social media idiot.
Let me help you with
that. Yes. Okay. put me in the program.
I'll put you in.
Teach
put
me
you
to sing.
Right.
Teach me to sing.
I'll teach you how to send out an email. And so I have a nice little email blast. And then, you know, everybody that's in the program talks to other people. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's kind of how we've grown over the years.
Let me ask you, too. I can understand the need that young people feel to explore timeless gifts. What about the professional musicians and also technicians who you approach? I have to believe that once you approach them, that their enthusiasm is boundless.
Yes. Yes. They love it. They love working with the young people. They love having the opportunity to express through the young people. Because now I'm pouring into you, as they say. I'm giving you a part of what I know, and then I'm going to sit here and watch you regurgitate that to the audience. And it gives us such satisfaction and such a thrill to know that the work is being carried on. And we know by people like this one, who is very bossy, that he's going to end up being a director of sorts, and he's going to carry on like many of them will.
Now, Trey, you're only freshman in college, and when you get out of college, I'm hoping, and you're hoping too, that you can have a career as a professional musician. You would not hesitate for one second, aunt or no aunt, to give back to young people.
Not at all. Not a single hesitation in my mind. Of course, that's one of the things I really love doing, and Auntie Joan gave me an opportunity this year to start teaching and assisted teaching with some of our classes during this program. And it's kind of one of my favorite parts to do, is experience that give and take of learning and teaching, learning and learning how people learn things, and teach them and give back so you can see them go on and go further with it, probably even to more places than you even been with it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that enriches you. I mean, everybody involved in this timeless gifts program.
And it enriches the program.
Oh,
because
no,
not
question.
Only did he come, and it's about six or seven of them that we call them our student instructors, that have been with us for years, that have learned the concepts year after year, have worked with the instructors, have begun to be very good at what they're doing. It's only natural that they should come back and start working with the ones that are new.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing. We have a student instructor in dance. We have a student instructor in percussion. We have a student instructor. He does piano,
and
the
vocals.
Beginners, and
rhythm and notes.
Rhythm and notes, which is the fundamentals of music theory.
Mm.
Yes, we have, So it's just amazing. And then we also have some who are just getting away into college and learning some new concepts that we'd like for them to bring back. So we always want to teach them to come back.
It's like a musical garden that you're growing, it seems to me.
Absolutely.
We got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to hear some music from Timeless Gifts. I don't know, is it you singing, Trey?
I don't think so, but I think I know the singer.
Self-effacing. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. What are we going to hear? The great Krista Flores, by the engineer who makes this show really go, has a couple songs. Krista, what do you want? What should we play? We're going to hear Summertime.
We're going to hear Summertime. So Summertime is from the classic. It was first a theater, I think it was on Broadway, but when I saw it as a little girl, it was actually on television starring Sammy Davis Jr. And, the music, from one of the songs that became a classic from that show is Summertime.
The Gershwin's,
And we have a beautiful young lady, Kaylee Clark, will be singing this rendition of Summertime. That's what we're going to hear.
Let's hear a little of that. In a word, Joan Colasso and Trey Lee, wow. Wow. Where
Kaylee Clark.
Kaylee Clark. Is she on Broadway now?
She's on her way. That's what we're hoping.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has she been part of Timeless Gifts? Give me some background on her.
I want to say five.
Yeah.
Five years? Maybe six.
Trey, what do you think of her as a singer?
Oh, Kaylee. Oh, as a singer.
As a person, a
phenomenal
singer.
Phenomenal Kaylee and me, we're very close friends, and you know, I'm actually writing, well, trying to help her write one of her songs now. But Kaylee has a phenomenal voice that you really don't hear that much from young singers now.
No question. How old was she when she was singing this?
17, I think, is how she was.
Wow.
And we're 19 now, so.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
When someone like that walks into Timeless Gifts and opens her mouth and starts to sing, you as a singer must go nuts, Joan.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first met her, I want to say it was about 5 or 6 years ago. So she might have been 14 when I met her. And she's developed so much over the years, you know, not just with Timeless Gifts, but I certainly would like to mention that, you know, we've been working together since then. But also in all of her other endeavors, she sings at church and she does other things, singing with her school and so forth. And she is the one who is always going to have the good attitude. She's going to always be smiling and laughing. She's the one that's going to get on stage and give it to you. That's Kaylee. So we absolutely adore her.
Do you find that you brought up an interesting question? As arts and music were removed from schools, do you find that the church has become an even stronger kind of venue for performance?
Yeah, well, you know, it always has been.
True.
But it just became so much more important.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, she's a nice person too, Trey, is what you say.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
Great.
She's cool. Great people.
Why aren't you are you rehearsing? When are you rehearsing? When do you rehearse?
We started rehearsing mid-May.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been rehearsing every Saturday and then also doing some Zoom rehearsals in between. Everybody's busy now. Have you noticed that, how busy people are? It's like post-pandemic, everybody's trying to do everything they have to do this year plus everything they didn't get to do in 2020. It's off the charts. And that goes for these young people. And every Saturday is what I get. And then we created other opportunities to meet together with them and then special opportunities. And
during this 7-week summer program, is it every day?
No.
I didn't see how it could be. Yeah.
No, we have what we call our general session, and it's all day, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our younger ones that are ages 8 to 15 that meet on Tuesdays, and then our older ones, which I have termed our Timeless Gifts All-Stars.
Yeah.
And they are 16
and up.
It
could be called the Trey All-Stars. When do youngsters age out of the Timeless Gifts program?
They're trying not to.
Yeah.
They're trying not to, and so I think that this the system that we are beginning to set up, where they're able to come back as student instructors and instructors, is gives them an outlet to let they don't, you know, we don't just put them out to pasture.
Sure.
You know, if you want to, and because they don't have to.
Right, of course.
But if you want to continue on, we will find a place. That's always been Timeless Gifts' thing. If you, whatever you want to study, whatever you want to do, we will help you find a way to do it. If you want to do anything in the performing arts, I may not have it now, today.
Right.
But I'm going to go all out to find somebody for you.
Now, your husband, as you were mentioning, is very important to this organization.
We couldn't do it without him.
You couldn't be here without him. He drove you here and he's waiting downstairs. What do you mean? You couldn't be on the radio.
Right. Well, he's even beyond that.
Give him a shout out. You're telling me it was just some of what he does.
Yes, Larry Hanks.
Gifts.
Larry Hanks is an award-winning piano player, used to be the musical director for the great Jerry Iceman Butler.
Oh, sure. Wow.
And he is our musical director with Timeless Gifts, and he is also our piano instructor, and
is
everything
any
in between.
Good, Trey? Is he any good at it?
He's the greatest piano player I've known.
Really? And he taught you.
And he taught me.
Yes, he's phenomenal.
And what is he doing? Again,
he's written all of the, done all the transcriptions and written all of the charts for the show. Of course, he is in charge of the band, the music. Of course, he has to deal with me
yes,
to make sure that what he's doing and what the singers and dancers are doing is in sync. So
don't you think both of you, any effort such as Timeless, a musical review, the number of people who are collaborating to make this happen, you know, most people will go to the show, and I hope you people do go to the show Monday and Tuesday, and next Monday and Tuesday at the Epiphany Center for the Arts at 201 South Ashland, that you sit there and you say, wow, what a great show, without realizing all the moving parts that had to come together to make this work.
A tremendous amount of moving parts. We rented the Epiphany Hall. Timeless Gifts was graciously granted a grant by the Rolla Klepak Foundation for Education in the Performing Arts, who says that we are the perfect fit for their organization.
That's good to hear.
And, yes, it is. It is amazing. I am so, so very grateful to them and the trustees. And so we were able to actually rent that hall. And also, we've brought in our own production, our sound engineer, our lighting engineer, our costumer. We're bringing in our own pipe and drape to create wings. Our band is there. When you said moving parts, you said something.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts. So at the end of our narration that I told you about, narration and performance, the narration is on screen.
Mm.
So it'll be like watching a little bit of a movie and then seeing some live performance. At the end of that, we run our credits.
If
you didn't know.
Yeah. Credits last longer than the show.
And I called it The Village.
Well, it does.
Because it truly took a village to do this.
It's a cliche now, but it does take a village. And I hope that you, the audience, realizes that. I mean, what's behind your playing, Trey? There are years of learning and years of being inspired.
Yes.
And you, Joan, for organizing all of this.
Yes.
And orchestrating it. It's like, it's really, you know, sometimes people see a symphony orchestra and go, wow, look at all those people up there. There are also a lot of people behind the scenes, and I think that's one of the things
always
that Timeless Gifts, the people who fund the thing, and the people who support it in various ways, families.
Exactly.
Have to be
very
supportive. Which
brings us to our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing Timeless Gifts parents that volunteer, and they're working as hard as anybody.
I think it is one of the great Chicago organizations I have ever heard of. The concerts are Monday and Tuesday, and a week from Monday and Tuesday at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. Please go to the website, which is, looking now on my beautiful idiotic notes, timelessgifts.org. Joan Colasso, it's a pleasure to get to know you, and you're doing good work. Trey Lee, I'm sure I'll see you, you know, on the Grammy Awards.
I hope so.
One day.
Thank you both, and thank your husband for driving.
We are eternally grateful to you, Rick.
Oh, no.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.
Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to both of you, and all of Timeless Gifts. We'll be back after the news.